Amongst Hindus, there is custom when a man going to die, they light a candle, put on the palm of the hand. And the mantra that is read, that is in Sanskrit, that means this light will guide you here and hereafter. The hand and the candle both remain, which is that light, which is within you. That can be seen when your attention is drawn from all outside and your inner eyes open. So all scriptures describe rays of light vibrating, the music of life emanating from the formless absolute existence. When you came to manage the world in its variegated colors and countless shapes. So this pervades all four grand religions of the world. Kabir says, I went to pay pilgrimage to Mecca. On the way God met me and began to fight with me, rebuked me, who told you I'm here? I'm in you. You see, I'm the very life of your life. So the point lies in this master of, have you seen God? Guru Nanak says, yes, I've seen him. He's manifestable. He does not give any reason, because he sees, and maker sees. Christ was asked, he said, behold the Lord. He never gave any reason for that. If we are not trying to let you know from the level of intellect, Kabir said, I was in doubt when I saw him within, now I'm fully confident he is. So master, when they come, you see, they are, the message that they bring is that there is God. They have seen. And you can also see with their guidance. But whose God is? The God in him. He is the Word made flesh. God alone can afford you a contact with God. Nobody else. So we respect that man body, you see, in which is manifest and can do us that grace. So Guru Nanak was asked with what eyes you have seen. He said, those eyes are different which you can see, not the eyes of flesh or bone. Mohammedan philosophy, that is the inner eye. So outer expressions of God into expression in light and sound. We can see him with the single eye, with the divtikshu, with the shiv netra, third eye. Samastam Ray. He said, what is this? He said, we should be able to see God with our own eye. How can we convince if there is God if we don't see our own self? We should be able to hear his voice with our own ears. Then how that eye and ear is opened? He says, close your eyes, you see darkness. Just penetrate into the darkness, and you find that. This is sort of giving the boost. Tulsi also said the same thing, the darkness within you, just look into the, through the eye beyond. That is strange. But he said, how can you can look through the darkness beyond? That is the favor of Samadhi. The God in him. So Maharaj Rumi says, as long as you do not rise above the senses, life of senses, the world beyond is stranger to us. So all these things you will find, unless our inner eye is open to see you, we cannot be convinced. So at the time of initiation, something came to start. Some more, others less. That capital that you can start with and dwell from day to day. Every saint has its part in its in future. Take the example of a pond of water that is covered with weed. You take out weed one by one, little by little. Take out all weed, and there are no ripples in the water, you can see your face. So first, this weed is what? This physical body. This delusion starts from the man body. When you rise above it, this is taking out the weed. If you still the mind for a while, you see the light. Very practical question. So all the delusion starts from the man body. Body is made of matter. Matter is changing at every moment of life. And the world around us is also made of matter. That is also changing at the same speed as our body is changing. As we are identified with the body, whole thing appears to be stationary. It's an optical illusion. So first, how to take out the weed from the world? Pound is rise above physical body. You can rise above your own self, very good. What more is wanted? If wise men want to wise to see, if not, the word made flesh will give you little attention and you rise above and you see for your own self there is light within you. So there are three things, Kabir says. O man, you are considered the highest in all race, all creation. All have been created to serve you. If you are not seeing God, on what account you boast? Your greatness and only their wise angels have asked to bow down to you. Because in man body only you can see God. And you are not seeing God, then why you boast? You are the highest of all things. So I say it is a matter of not only saying words. God is there, God is great, God is high, God is light, God is that. This alone won't do. Unless you see for yourself, don't believe. One is seeing, then believing. And for that, what all masters prescribe, man know thyself. How to know yourself? We know only at the level of feelings or dragging influences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. The seeing arises only when you rise above body consciousness. And how to rise above body consciousness? You can do of your own self, that is good. If not, with a little way up from a world made flesh, that you may say hundreds, that you all have some experience. So if you do it accurately, with a little thought behind, then you'll see more or less light. So there are three things required. One, a master who is world made flesh. Teachers are required in every phase of life. While child born, parents are the teachers, brothers and sisters. In school, they are teachers. In outward all subjects which you make to conversion with that, you need somebody who is expert that way. These are required in all subjects relating to outgoing faculty, mind and intellect. And the subject what is before us is to know God. Where all world philosophies end, there the religion starts. Religion means stream is back, leisure to bind. To bind back our soul to God. Where all intellect after understanding ceases. Is there nobody required for that? Naturally. Who can you give a way up? How to rise above body, first thing. And then open the inner eye, and you testify there is God. And what further thing is required? What the Master wants us to do? To have true living. Ethical life. A stepping stone to spirituality. Honest earning. All diet that does not dwell patience in us. Because we have to control passion, for that reason we have to restrict ourselves to strict vegetarian diet which is pacifying, does not flare our passion. And further, such a master will never engage you in the practices which relate to outgoing faculties, mind and intellect. And I submitted before, there are two kinds of worship. One is called exotic side, the other is called esoteric side. One is called apra, the other is called para. One is in Messina, the other is in Messina. So Master gives you the inner way, which is wonderful. The religions came into being only when the Masters left the earth plane to keep their teachings alive. The labels of which we are now carrying, some Christians, some Hindus, some Sikhs, some Mohammedans, some Jews. So basic teaching is inner way the same. So they give you, don't give you anything of the jyoti side, they say already main way you are, but rise above body consciousness. Your ABC of the inner way will start when you rise above body consciousness. You follow me? They say all the world is a manifestation of God. Where is God, where is not? They are very conscious that they see God all around. Guru Nanak went to Makkah. He was lying at night with his feet towards the Makkah, house of God. The servants over there rebuked Nanak, what are you doing? You're lying with your feet towards the house of God. He politely answered, well, dear friend, I see God all around. Wherever you think God is, that you may touch my feet towards that. A fish inquires, where's the water? He lives in the water. His life is very water. And still inquire, where is the water? It is something like that, like us. So Master said that all manifestation is the all God, and they see, they have seen God within this man body, also with the two temples of God, in which the light of God, it can be seen when our single eye is open, third eye is open. We can hear the voice of God in music of the church when we rise above physical body. So true temple of God is in man body, in which light is lit and music of the spheres is reverberating. And in all creation, that the controlling power, keeping all control, creation under control and permeating our control, that is also keeping us in the body too. This is a wonderful house we live in. You see? It has got 9 doors. But we cannot run out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. That is the power which controls our universe and controlling us in the power, the very God into expression power, the outer expression of which are two, light and sun. When you enter this man body, the temple of God, true temple of God, by tapping inside, by rising above body consciousness, then your eyes open, you see the light is there. Outer models are made after the model of man body. On the side, there is Muhammad saying too, Quran, the Muhammad also says so, God is everywhere. He said, my fathers, whenever the time of prayer comes, they should sit down on the earth. All earth is holy. All is holy where devotion lives. There is no question east and west. In the Quran says that God is everywhere. Well, when the time of prayer comes, sit down, let them. He is omniscient. He knows where. He reads our hearts. You are sitting that way or that way. So this is the fate awaiting us, but first we have to see the temple of God, rise above it and open the inner eye to see the light of God. When you see here, then you see all world outside like that. The question arises, can we see God? Have we seen God? The Master says, yes, we have seen God in this very man body. So why don't we see? Say, because mind stands between you and God within you. So first thing remains how to control the body, how to control the mind. Mind is, you see, very fond of enjoyment. Outward enjoyments can be divided into good scenery, good beauty, you can use your attention, good music, you hear your attention will be drawn there. So that very thing, God has given that thing within us. And what is that? That is God into his creational power, which are two aspects, light and sound. That is more enchanting, more bliss-giving. Once the mind has a taste of that, it leaves all out of the time. That's the water of life within each man. That is the bread of life. You give food to your body. Your body becomes strong. You read and write and other things, and you give food to the intellect. You become intellectually strong. What food you have given to the soul? Soul is a conscious entity. The bread of life must be conscious. That's only when you come in contact with God into His special power, which is light and sound. So, good questions. What is that way in which we can know God? You say, first thing requires such a master who has seen God. This Adi Gita, Lord Krishna also says, if you want to see God, go to somebody who has seen God. Those who have not seen God, how can you make see God? Christ and all masters, Guru word means who can remove the veil of darkness from within you and give you some light. Who can open your third eye, single eye. So such like master are few, have been few, and even now they are few, the world is not without them. He said, then what is the need? First need is what? Meet some master. The masters are also, you see, everybody called the master nowadays. This macrocosm in the microcosm of the man body. In the macrocosm we have got three planes, physical, astral and causal. God has given us three bodies, and we are working in the physical plane with physical body. At the time, it is now down. We have got astral body to work through the astral plane. Then we have got the causal body to work through the causal plane. When we rise beyond it, into the supercausal and the pure spiritual plane, such a master is required to go to the highest of all spiritual planes. So whatever degree of the teacher you meet, if you go to the first plane, he can take you to the first plane. If you go to the second, after the second, third, he cannot take you beyond. So such a master is required who goes beyond and also takes you beyond. What is the criterion? First, who can open our eye to see the light of God. Not by visualization, not by premeditation, mind that. By simply removing the darkness from within you, give a way up and you see light. Such a first required. This is what Kabir was saying. First required means Guru, Master, who has seen God, who can make us see. Christ said, I have come to make those people see who do not see. So what thought of teaching they give? They give us a teaching not exotic but the esoteric side. He said, where is the God? God is in the very core of your heart. He is the soul of the soul. He is the controlling power keeping you in the body. Otherwise you could have run away through the eyes, through the ear, through the nose. So such a master required who goes to the higher. This is first step. Who takes the weed from the pond, bringing up the physical body. Then with the mind little still you see the light. So what we are in a grand delusion. What delusion is there as I just submitted? The body is changing, made of being made of matter. The world around us, made of matter, is also changing at the same speed as our body is changing, and we are identified with it. This delusion starts from the man body. We are the indweller of the man body, we now look from the level of the man body. And two things are changing at the same speed, and we are identified with it. We think ourselves, we are stationary. As you rise above body crossing, consciousness, you'll see the world going the right perspective, you'll see. fine. So all are in this grand religion. The learned and the unlearned both. How can you find way up? It is only when you know yourself. Knowing oneself not at the level of feelings or drawing inferences, it is actually by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, knowing oneself and knowing God, the controlling power. You can see, find him at the time of death, when you leave the body, there is some power controlling you. Even now, when you rise of physical body, you see some power controlling you. So, Master tells us strange now, whom we are to find in man's body the golden opportunity which has been afforded to you, in which we can see God, meet God. He also resides in man's body, the controlling power, keeping us in the body, and we also reside in the body. Body works as long as we are in the body, and body, we are in the body as long as that power controls us in the body. When that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. Strange enough, we both live in the same temple, we do not talk to him. Why? Because attention which is the outward expression of our soul is identified with the world outside. Unless that is withdrawn from there, we come to our own self, to our own selves at the back of the eye, then we'll see. I'm looking at you, not behind. I can see behind only when I see at the back. When attention is down from outside and inward, then we find that is there already. So, Master, do not give energy from outside. They simply help you to withdraw your outgoing faculty, out attention from outside, way give you way up to the back of the eyes you see light. It is already there. So, says, because we are working at the level of man-body and outgoing faculty, all these five decades attack us, lust through the eyes. Anger is led up to the ears, smell to the nose, taste to the tongue, and touch by the skin. When you rise above all outer faculties below, when you find a place beyond your foot, stay beyond, and the taste of it, naturally then you use these outer faculties at your own will and pleasure. Now we are dragged away by them like anything. Then you are the master of your home, you see. That master gives you first step to become the master of your home. Then all these outgoing faculties serve as servants. Now they work as bosses, drag you like anything outside. Why? Because you are not God, seen God within. We are not enjoyed the bliss or the nectar of God within. So he says, how to enter this man body? Take the example of house outside. It is made by, God made by owner of the house. When it is ready, he locked it up, gives the key to the servant. And anybody who wants to enter the house, what will he do? First he will have the sanction of the owner of the house. If he agrees, then he gives his key to the servant, or go and open the door and let him go inside. So this man body, who made it? God does not reside in temples made by human hands. God resides in the temple which he has made, in the womb of the mother. He has locked it up, he has given key to his servants. When he gives sanction, then what does he do? He makes some arrangement to bring him in contact with one of his servants, you may say, to whom he works on the astral plane. Go open the door, let him in. And he, what does he do? He withdraws your attention from all outside and gives you an access into the beyond, that's all. If you want to enter the house, you can, at any cost you can enter, because that is locked. The key is with somebody else. Unless the owner of the house gives a sanction for it, and then he details somebody to open the door, you cannot go within it. So he says that the God into expression power is the true Guru, mind that. When word is made flesh, he comes at the physical plane to guide us. He says when that God into expression power sanctions what to give any man contact with him, he gives them the company of saints. He gives them the contact with those who are world made flesh. It is he who makes arrangement to bring him in contact with the God into special power, where he is manifest. He details that being in contact. So now we sometimes say, had you lived at the time of Christ, Guru Nanak, or such and such, such and such, how can we find such a Guru now? So Kabir says, we must be true to our own self. Do we really want him? That's the first thing to decide. We only want God for the sake of him. This world, things of the world, be other world. If there is anybody who really wants to know God, then he sees with him. My child is hankering after me. He's yearning, he cannot live without me. So he makes some arrangement. Who is to one's own. He openly says, I have not met him. And further, he has got humility. St. Augustine was asked, what is the qualification required to be such a master? He says, first humility, second humility, and third humility. The man who is humble, only he will go to somebody. Man of possessions, with high positions, and learned, they don't like to go to anywhere else. What will they say? He is humble, only he will go. Even then, there also, he knows what he knows. Simply he should hear what others have to say. He might have said to something new. Even there, he keeps his bowl not under the tumbler, but above the tumbler. How can they feel? So such a people, few there are, really go. When they go there also, they keep that glass under the, not under the tumbler, but above the tumbler, that cannot be filled in. So when you go there, see what is there to say. It is something beyond where the world philosophy ends, there the reason starts. So such a master is meant, whom God sends you. What does he do, that man? He contacts, gives you contact to you with the light and sound principle within you, which is the way back to absolute God. No hypothesis. Sometimes people ask the master, have you seen God? Have you come out of the delusion? Master says, yes, with the grace of God, I have come out of the delusion. I see my light is just being mingled into higher light. This is, there is God, and man body is the only golden opportunity in which we can know God. An ultimate goal or ideal before you by what joining different schools of thought is to know God. To know God, we must know ourselves. Unless we see, so many masters are there who teach you something of the practices and methods which relate to the outgoing faculties or intellect. You spend all your life, those are good actions of course, but no salvation. When word made flesh master meets you, he brings your attention from all outside, gives you contact with the God into special power, which is light and sound, will lead thee to the soul from which it emanates. So this is the goal before us. And there is God. Master Singh has said, you can answer, sir. Every saint has his past and every saint a future. So there is hope for everybody. We should be sincere, really we want it or not. That very school is better, which turns out many successful students like it. The only solution is to meet somebody who has seen God and makes you see. Who sees and makes you see.
Good morning. Welcome to the satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was the first part of the talk called Nobody Has Seen Absolute God. Master gave this on November 17, 1972 at Mission Church, Santa Clara, California. Marcia Crosby is our reader this morning. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'm going to start with Master's 1964 birthday message. Dear ones, may the grace of God be on you all. We are seekers after truth, and for that purpose, we have joined various religions, which are our schools of thought. Truth is not the exclusive right of any particular creed, place, or age. It is man's birthright. Just as every man has the right to breathe the air and absorb the rays of the sun, we are all privileged to draw from the unseen source of life, strength, and wisdom, which is within each of us. That infinite supply cannot be exhausted. Anyone belonging to any religion can delve it out from within with the help of somebody who is competent. Call him by any name you like. Take all that you can. Not only will it suffice for you, but through it, you will become instrumental in helping your fellows. Your smile will inspire another to smile. Your strength will impel another to be strong. A noble soul always draws forth the noble quality in others. God is love, and our souls are also love. And it is through love alone that we can know God. Love knows true renunciation, service, and sacrifice for the good of others without any consideration. A true man is one who is truthful, leads a life of continence, radiates love to all others for the sake of God residing in them, and knows giving, giving, and always giving. We never lose anything when we give. When you give love, do you find that you have less love in your heart? On the contrary, you are conscious of an ever greater power of loving. But no one can be convinced of these things till he has applied them in a practical way. An ounce of practice is worth tons of theories. It is a practical age. Therefore, it is for us to make our idealism more practical. Believe in God, who is spirit. Love, the principle of all things, who is in me and I am in him, who resides in every heart. We should, therefore, love all mankind and others. If one cannot love those whom he sees, how can he love God whom he does not see? There is a religion above all religions, which teaches rituals, dogmas, and doctrines. That is truth. Religion truly means re, back, and legio, which comes from ligore, to bind, i.e., to bind our soul back to truth, God. You have to be born into the truth. All masters who come from time to time speak of the same truth. We are lovers of truth. That is the true religion, on the basis of which the whole world can sit together and the East and West could be united. The purpose before me is to bring together all children of God, now forming part of various religions, to understand each other and find a way back to God. I am glad that I found great response to this message of love with the grace of my master, the man in God. My hearty thanks and best wishes go to all who have been helpers in this noble cause of humanity. Yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. And now I'm going to continue reading in Spiritual Elixir Part 2, sections from Master's letters to his disciples. And I'm reading in the section of the book on the subject of meditation. All beauty and glory lie within. We have to work for spiritual perfection, the real purpose of this human life, by regular and faithful meditations on the Holy Nam. Slow and steady wins the race. You may take a little light exercise or a brisk walk before meditation for shaking off sloth. Sleep or stray thoughts usually intrude when the inner gaze is allowed to slacken. Practice makes perfect. You should not be skeptical about your inner progress, as such an attitude impedes progress. Please rest assured that everything is being recorded carefully behind the veil, and all your earnest efforts stand to your credit spiritually. Thought is the keynote to success. It is the thought pattern of the initiate which is changed gradually when he or she feels overall protection and guidance from the master power in all spheres of life. The disciplined initiates exhibit rare love and humility for assimilating the ennobling virtues. The withdrawal of sensory currents from the body below with the aid of repetition of the charge names or listening to the holy sound current as coming from the right side is the normal feature of meditations. You may understand it more clearly. Suppose there is a roof with 100 stairs, and unless you cross all the 100 steps, you cannot reach the top, even if you reach the 99th. You are under the roof and not on its top. As you approach nearer to the roof, you have more and more of light. Similarly, the withdrawal of the sensory currents up to the eye focus demands complete cessation of outgoing faculties and focusing the inner attention at the center between and behind the two eyebrows. The sacred process is to be undertaken in a state of effortless effort. If you are completely riveted within at the eye center and are not watching the process of withdrawal, you will find that you will be completely withdrawn with little or no effort on your part, without any feeling, just as a hair is taken out of butter. When you are withdrawn completely or even partially, you may see into the middle of what you see in front of you. And the intellect should be stilled for the time being, when the inner vision will open. You see sky with stars. You should now act as per instructions already conveyed to you in my previous letter. I hope you do not destroy my letters. A disciple should never be content until he or she contacts the master within, face to face, in his luminous form, and talks to him as one ordinarily does without. You should gather up all your thoughts to gain this end as early as possible, for then alone all your worries will come to an end. All your questions, whatever the number, will be answered to your entire satisfaction. Until that stage is reached, you are still journeying on the way. As regards the disturbing dreams, you should not worry about them. They are not the result of meditation. At the time of initiation, you saw white light and stars and heard the high ringing sound. You were asked to develop these further by giving regular time to meditation with love and devotion, which are the keynotes for success on the divine way, and also to submit, as all others do, a regular diary. In not living up to these instructions, you lost a chance to secure the Master's guidance, which is needed at every step. Thus, in obeying the dictates of one's own mind, if one finds fault with the science of nature, you can see for yourself how far it is justifiable. The mind has to be settled on the way. You have mentioned only that you followed the repetition of the five names. Had you sent in your diaries, even blanks, and stated your difficulties, all your shortcomings and difficulties would have been brought to your attention for further guidance. So many of the cases of failure in meditation are due to want of accuracy in the method, lack of love and devotion, not following the proper diet, mixing in other methods or exercises. All of the lapses come from the disciple. This is the way of being born anew and to enter the kingdom of God. Learn to die so that you may begin to live, is what Christ taught, as well as all other masters did. You are fortunate to be put on the way to God. If you are inclined to follow this way sincerely with full confidence in the Master, by the grace of the Master power overhead will extend to you all feasible help. You may begin by sending in your diaries stating whether you are faithful to the vegetarian diet. You will surely have peace and bliss, and your life will change. If, however, you have decided to follow some other kind of meditation, you are free to do so. My best wishes, however, shall be with you forever. If, after trying other methods, you feel inclined to return to the path of the Masters, my arms will be open to receive you. The Master power is over your head and shall never leave nor forsake you until the end of the world. The light within should be penetrated while fixing your gaze intently in its center, when it will grow stronger and burst to give you further way up. Similarly, the sound current, as coming from the right side, should be listened to with rapt attention, preferably by sitting on your feet. The scattering of the mind will be subdued if you will please learn to devote single-minded attention for looking and listening within. The light and sound are so efficacious that if absorbingly attended to, the mind will be stilled. You may say some prayer before your meditation, creating an aura which would serve as hemming all around you, and you will feel the presence of the Master to your great joy. Please remember that the mind itself is inert and takes life from the spirit, which, when attuned to the inner manifestations, becomes calm. The precious moments of earth life spent in spiritual practices count creditably toward one's eventual emancipation from the wheel. Be regular and lovingly devoted to your holy meditations, as that is the central pivot around which the whole sacred teaching revolves, and therein an all-round development of the soul is granted. I am glad that you are blessed with stabilized meditations and that you see within celestial lights and hear melodious bell sounds. The sound does not lessen, as you have stated, but the attention slackens, and if it is centered without any worry or thought of the body below or the outside world, you will find that this sound current will become stronger, draw closer, and ultimately draw your soul within to the radiant form of the Master. The scattering of the mind may be overcome by one-pointed attention and absorption in the holy sound. I am glad that you are lovingly devoted to your holy meditations, with the result that you are blessed with divine light and holy sound current of Big Bell. Your face becoming partly numb in your meditation is natural, as the sensory currents from the body below are withdrawn to the eye focus by the repetition of the sacred words. It is a happy augury and need not be feared, for if you will learn the sacred technique of completely getting riveted at your eye center, you will not feel it with the grace of the Master. It will be beneficial to divide equal time for both the practices every day, and in that way, the meditations will get stabilized early. I am glad you are enjoying the rare bliss of spiritual meditation. The precious moment of earth life spent in meditation are superbly best utilized and count creditably for one's ultimate emancipation from the wheel. The interruptions or absence of perceptible inner experience in meditation may be attributed in some cases to some inaccuracy on the part of the disciple or to poor health, which is an obstruction to inner progress. You will appreciate that the inner progress is chiefly possible with uninterrupted and serene meditations, which should be full of deep faith and loving devotion. Remorse or resentment brings in confusion and disturbance. Love is the sure answer for all troubles. Just repose in His will and pleasure, and await with patience for the grace which is quite at hand. Please be assured everything is being recorded behind the veil, and the inner Master is eager to receive you within. I note your faith and your resolve to proceed on the path, and your struggle to find time to be on the way regularly. Just make another attempt to move steadily on the path and snatch a little time from your busy hours to restart the practices, increasing it gradually when you are regular. Once begun, you will find that the time thus devoted rarely interferes with one's ordinary duties in life, health, or welfare. I am glad to know that you have been successful in devoting about 2 hours in meditation and that you are planning to increase it. For exercising control over the mind, meditation is the best remedy. The very early morning hours are best suited for meditation, as all thoughts subside during the night's rest and the food has been digested. The humming sound you hear is a lower sound. When you listen with attention, you will have higher and sweeter uplifting sounds. You state you have no other aim or purpose except to break through the light that you experience within. The proper way to break through the light is to gaze penetratingly into the middle of the light, or whatever you see. Do not depend upon your own efforts to pierce through the light, but repose yourself in the Master power to grant you the way. In this way, your mind will also be controlled. Mind runs away only when you slacken your gaze. As the soul proceeds on the spiritual path, the gazing faculty precedes that of hearing. Light is faster than sound. The awakening of Kundalini energy during your relaxed reclining position immediately after meditation may be attributed to your consciousness of breathing going on in the body. You will appreciate that if the breathing process or the withdrawal in the body below is sensed during meditation, such are the hazards that do beset one, and as such, one need be completely riveted at the eye center, although oblivious of the body below, or breathing, or heartbeat, etc. It is the distracted attention which causes such drawbacks, and as such, should be eliminated by loving attention at the eye focus. The meditation practices should be as easy, natural, an enjoyable process, wherein you could sit for extended hours. So please try to avoid such faith shakes as will distract your thoughts from the path until you have progressed sufficiently and grown strong within so as to become immune to receiving unhelpful impulses and be able to radiate your own loving thoughts and impulses. This is a period where one has to be very vigilant. So please carry on in faith and regularity. The Master Power is over your head, extending all feasible help. The initiates should always repose their aspirations in the ever-present gracious Master Power, which extends all loving guidance and protection in all spheres of life. The true religion or spirituality consists in linking the soul with the oversoul in its manifested play of light and sound in the God-made temple of the human body. The more the spirit withdraws from without and transcends its limitations, physical, astral, and causal, the more experience it gets of the spiritual phenomena with the grace of the Master. The golden principle of penetrating through the middle of anything you see within, adding mental repetition of the charge names at intervals, should always be followed. All else will come in due course. Sometimes it is the clutching tendency which brings you down, as otherwise, when you are altogether riveted, without any thought of having one thing or another, you are miraculously led within with the grace of the Master. The holy shabd, growing in intensity, is good. If, however, you feel overtaken by it and desire to mellow down its effect, you may resort to Simran at that time, and its intensity will diminish. You may please note that while retiring for sleep, you should simply keep your inner gaze fixed sweetly in your eye center and relax completely, reposing all hopes and aspirations in the gracious Master Power working overhead to bless you with sound and refreshing sleep. This will not only grant you much soothing peace, but inner revelations may also increase during the dream state with His grace. You have been privileged to experience virtual death while living with the grace of the Master, and you are fortunate to bear testimony to this sublime truth. I note that your meditations are static. This might be due to disturbed family affairs and the inability to devote regular time to your holy practices. Such things do crop up at times and demand karmic adjustments. Please be more zealously devoted within with faith in the gracious Master Power. Surat Shabd Yoga of the Masters is a gift of the Lord and a free gift like all other gifts of nature. Dealing in the physical world, you have to cloak these principles in the best language you can. Command to let others understand the theory part of it. It is a science and an exact science of love vibrations. Listening to the sound current is a separate practice. During the practice, you need not repeat the holy names nor fix your inner gaze, but only listen attentively, while staying at the back of the eyebrows, to the sound coming from where it comes. The sound will draw closer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above and pull your soul up to the higher regions. While meditating, the whole body has to become numb, but you need not pay any attention to it. If you do, you will feel pain in the body. Your job is to gaze penetratingly into what you see within. There may be many experiences that you will come across inside. You will have to continue to repeat the holy names when you see any figure. If that form stands before the repetition, pay homage to him. The souls treading the same path naturally develop affinity for one another. Those who love one another are very dear to the Master. This mutual love should enable you to develop love for the Master and will in no way intervene between you. Moreover, one should be very cautious to avoid falling into carnal enjoyments, as that darkens the inner vision. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. I am glad that you are regular in your spiritual practices and are making progress on the path. I am glad for your regular meditation, which has been blessed with the celestial manifestations of divine lights and scenes of varying descriptions after rising above body consciousness completely with the grace of the Master. The casual disturbances of illness or external duties should not worry you, for these are the normal routine of life. One learns swimming in water. It is the inner loving devotion for the gracious Master power which emancipates the soul, and one is blessed with serene detachment with his grace. Complete renunciation within, by resignation to his will and pleasure, is the keynote to earn his pleasure and grace. The sound on the left side should not be heard, and if it still persists, the left side thumb should be taken out. This sound affects the progress adversely. The Holy Nam is the panacea for all ills, physical, mental, and spiritual. Medicines do help for refining the physical body, but a harmonious life full of sublime piety is only possible by regular and faithful meditation. You are advised to maintain the self-introspection diary, which will be all the more helpful for your inner progress. You should send the same every 3 months for seeking guidance where necessary. And I'll pause there, and I will just close with Master's birthday message from 1963. Dear ones, on this day of my 70th physical birthday, I convey my love to you all and best wishes for your spiritual welfare. With the grace of my Master, I have come to reveal the life's richest treasure, the Holy Nam, the Word, which is found only within you. The Master takes many steps to meet you, if you can take one step to him. You need only to listen and pay attention. Let your meditations flower into action and service. I wish you to simplify, simplify, and simplify. To be simple in all aspects of life is to accept life. Try to help all others with a spirit of self-denial. Yourself will expand to cover all humanity and other creation. Such an enterprise will lead your soul on to God. Be pure in thought, word, and deed, and love all. Love is the panacea for all evils of life. be good, and do good. These five words contain in them the essence of all the religions of the world. My work shall be amply repaid if you live up to them. January 28, 1963, Kirpal Singh. Again, prior to that, I was reading from Spiritual Elixir Part 2, the section of Master's Letters to Disciples on the subject of meditation. Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha, for reading for us. 89 of us were blessed with today's satsang. Thank you, and thank you, Master.
I love you with all your imperfections. Why? Because you are Son of God. See, God resides within you. I wish you come direct. You got the man body. Make the best use of the man body you have got. Only for that reason.